Welcome back. It's hard to believe we're already at the fifth and final section of our deep dive into mastering digital marketing for small businesses.
It really has flown by.
Feels like just yesterday we were wrapping our heads around the basics. Now we're talking strategy and action plans.
That's the goal, getting you from, huh, to, aha, I can do this.
Exactly. We've laid the groundwork, explored social media and SEO, learned to measure success, but now it's time to put it all into action.
Absolutely. This is where the rubber meets the road, taking all that knowledge and turning it into results for your business.
Right. So I remember the source material stressed that a digital marketing plan isn't one size fits all. Each business needs its own.
Oh, for sure. It's got to be unique, tailored to your specific goals and audience. No cookie cutter solutions here.
Okay. So unique plan, tailored. Where do we even start?
Well, it all begins with those SMART goals.
SMART goals, right. Those super specific, measurable things.
Exactly. It's not just, I want more website traffic.
Yeah, we need something way more concrete.
You need a target. Like, I want to increase unique visitors by 15% next quarter.
Ah, see, now that's something you can actually track and work towards.
Yes, exactly. It's measurable. It's achievable. It gives you direction.
Okay, so we've got our clear, actionable goal.
Uh-huh.
But, who exactly are we targeting with all this action?
That's the million-dollar question. And that's where understanding your target audience comes in.
Our target audience.
Right.
Right. Like, who are we actually trying to reach?
The source material really hammered this home, knowing your ideal customer inside and out. Demographics, interests, what keeps them up at night.
It's almost like beating a profile.
Exactly. Like creating a character in a story so you can picture them clearly.
Speaking of characters, what if my business has several different customer types?
Ah, yeah, good question. Do you need a separate plan for each?
Right. Does it get that granular?
It depends. If your customer segments are really distinct with different needs, then separate plans might make sense.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So let's say we've nailed down our SMART goals. We've got our target audience crystal clear in our minds. What's next?
Okay, so now we got to figure out where these folks hang out online.
Ah, right. Not all social media platforms are created equal.
Exactly. Choosing the right channels is key. You wouldn't advertise gardening tools on a platform for, say, gamers.
Okay, so think about where our ideal customer spends their time online.
Exactly. LinkedIn for professionals, Instagram for the visually driven. You get the idea.
Focus our efforts where they'll have the most impact. No use shouting into an empty room.
Precisely. Now, speaking of keeping things organized, the source material talked about this thing called a content calendar.
Oh, yeah, a content calendar. Is that really necessary?
Well, it's like having a roadmap for your content. It helps you stay consistent and organized, especially when things get busy.
I can see how that would be helpful, especially when running a small business,
yeah,
right? There's already so much to juggle.
It's a lifesaver, trust me. Even a simple spreadsheet can do the trick. List your content ideas, platforms, posting dates, and bam. You're good to go.
Okay, so we've got a content calendar in place, feeling very organized now. But I also remember the source material emphasized practical exercises.
Right. It's not just about theory. It's about actually doing it, putting those learnings into practice.
So what kind of practical exercises are we talking about here?
Well, they suggest starting with a simple social media campaign. You pick one content idea from your calendar and build a compelling post around it.
Ah, so this is where we actually start creating content. Any tips for making our social media posts stand out from the crowd?
Lots. But first and foremost, remember your target audience. What would resonate with them?
Right. We've got that ideal customer profile in mind.
Exactly. What problem are you solving for them? What value are you providing? Use visuals, a clear call to action, and don't be afraid to get creative. And don't forget about SEO.
Ah, yes, SEO. Making sure our content actually shows up when people are searching.
It's like the secret sauce for getting found online.
The source material had this great analogy, comparing keyword research to being a detective.
I loved that. You're searching for clues, figuring out what words and phrases your audience is using.
Right. And then we use those keywords to optimize our website content.
Exactly. So think of it like this. You're speaking your audience's language, making it easier for them to find you.
Okay, that makes sense. But honestly, keyword research can feel a bit overwhelming. Where do we even begin?
Don't worry. It's not as complicated as it seems. That's where keyword research tools come in handy.
Ah, yes, those magical tools. Any favorites mentioned in the source material?
Oh, definitely. Semrush, Ahrefs, even Google's keyword planner. They're all great resources for uncovering those golden keywords.
Okay, so let's say we've done our research and we've got this list of awesome keywords. What's the next step? Do we just sprinkle them randomly throughout our website?
Not quite. It's all about strategic placement. Think page titles, headings, image descriptions, and even the body of your content.
So it's a bit like a puzzle, fitting those keywords in naturally.
Exactly. And remember, we're writing for humans first and search engines second. No keyword stuffing.
Right. Right. We want our content to sound natural and engaging. Okay, so we've tackled social media and SEO. What about email marketing?
Ah, email marketing. It might seem a bit old school, but trust me, it's still a powerhouse when it comes to building relationships and driving conversions.
I get it, but isn't everyone's inbox already overflowing? How do we make sure our emails stand out and actually get read?
That's where the art of crafting a compelling email campaign comes in.
Okay, I'm all ears. Spill the secrets. How do we write emails that people actually want to open?
Personalization is key. Address your recipients by name, segment your list, and tailor your message accordingly. People want to feel like you're talking directly to them.
Right, so no more generic mass blast emails. It's about building those one-to-one connections.
Exactly. And just like with social media posts, a clear call to action is essential. Tell your recipients what you want them to do. Visit your website, download a guide, or even just reply to your email.
Makes sense. And I imagine the subject line is crucial. It's the first impression, the hook, that determines whether someone even opens your email in the first place.
You got it. The subject line is your headline. It needs to be captivating, create curiosity or a sense of urgency. Think about it. Would you open an email with a boring subject line?
Probably not.
Yeah.
So we need to ditch those generic monthly newsletter subject lines.
Definitely. Get creative. Use power words, emojis, ask a question, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Experimentation. That reminds me, the source material also talked about A-B testing. I'd love a little refresher on that.
Sure. A-B testing is like a science experiment for your marketing. You create two slightly different versions of something, an email subject line, a social media post, or even a website headline.
Right, right. And then we track which version performs better. But how do we decide what to test? Is it just a random guessing game?
Not at all. A-B testing is all about data-driven decision-making. You look at your analytics, identify areas where you could improve, and then you use A-B testing to experiment with different approaches.
So it's just like saying, okay, I think this headline will perform better, but let's test it out and see what the data tells us.
Exactly. And the best part, you learn something valuable from every test. You're constantly gathering insights that help you optimize your campaigns.
This is fantastic. We're like digital marketing detectives, using data to uncover the clues to success.
I love that analogy. But remember, digital marketing isn't just about short-term wins. We also need to think about the long game.
Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about building a sustainable digital marketing strategy. How do we take all this knowledge and turn it into lasting results?
That's where things get really exciting, and that's what we'll be diving into in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay, so we're back. We've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive, from building a solid digital marketing plan to crafting engaging content and even getting our hands dirty with those practical exercises. But now, let's shift gears and talk about the long game.
Right. It's not just about those initial bursts of activity. It's about creating a digital marketing strategy that's sustainable and keeps your business thriving over time.
And the source material was really adamant about this. Digital marketing is a journey, not a sprint. It's like tending a garden, right?
Absolutely. You're constantly planting seeds, nurturing those plants, and adapting to the changing seasons.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
But what are the essential tools we need for this digital marketing garden of ours? Besides a good pair of gardening gloves, of course.
Well, data is definitely one of the most powerful tools in your digital marketing arsenal. Remember those analytics we talked about? They're not just vanity metrics. They're a goldmine of insights into what's working, what's not, and where you can improve.
So we're not just setting goals and then forgetting about them. We're tracking our progress, looking at the data, and making adjustments along the way. But how often should we be checking our analytics? Is it a daily, weekly, or monthly thing?
That depends on your business and the metrics you're tracking. Some businesses might benefit from daily monitoring. Others might find a weekly or monthly check-in sufficient.
Right. It's about finding that rhythm that works for you and allows you to stay on top of things.
Exactly. And remember, data is only useful if you actually use it to make informed decisions.
So we're turning data into action. But even with all the data in the world, things change, right? The source material mentioned that our goals might need to evolve too.
Oh, absolutely. Your business goals might shift, your target audience could expand, the whole digital landscape is constantly changing.
Right. It's like that saying, the only constant is change. So our digital marketing strategy needs to be flexible enough to adapt.
Exactly. You have to be agile, responsive to the dynamics of the digital world. And that leads us to another key ingredient for long-term success.
Okay, what's that?
Continuous learning and experimentation.
Always be learning, always be testing. I like that.
Right. The digital marketing world is constantly evolving. New platforms pop up, algorithms change, trends come and go. You have to stay curious.
It can feel a little overwhelming, to be honest. Where do we even start with all this learning?
Well, there's a wealth of resources out there. Online courses, industry blogs, podcasts, conferences, webinars, the list goes on.
Wow. It's like we've opened a treasure chest of knowledge.
And the beauty is you can tailor your learning journey to fit your specific needs and interests. So explore what excites you. Social media marketing, SEO. Dive in.
So follow our curiosity. Explore those areas that spark our interest, just like we're doing with this deep dive.
Exactly. And remember, learning is an ongoing process. It's not about knowing it all. It's about constantly expanding your knowledge and skill set.
This whole deep dive has been such an incredible learning experience. We've gone from the fundamentals to crafting a strategic plan. Now we're ready to navigate the digital marketing world.
That's what this deep dive, Mastering Digital Marketing for Small Businesses, has been all about, giving you the knowledge and confidence to take control of your digital marketing journey.
Feels like we've graduated from digital marketing bootcamp.
And you have. You're ready to conquer the digital world. Remember, stay curious, embrace experimentation, and never stop learning.
It's been an awesome journey exploring all this with you.
The pleasure has been all mine. And to our amazing listeners, a huge congratulations on completing this deep dive. We can't wait to see the amazing things you accomplish.
This is just the start of your digital marketing adventure. So go out there, embrace the challenges, and make your mark on the digital world. Until next time, happy marketing.
Happy marketing.